Welcome to Exhale and Rising. Before we begin, I want to ask you something. What if the most dangerous part of a child's day is walk back home? What if home is the place where the body starts to shut down, where the voice fades, where a child learns to tiptoe and tense and survive? Child living in a home with trauma. And today's episode is a call for awareness, a call for advocacy, a call for the truth. Because far too many children live in homes where the threat isn't obvious, but it's constant, where there are no bruises, but there is endless blame, when there is no shouting, but the silence is a punishment. And some of us, many of us, are still walking back into those homes. Not as a children, but as an adult. And if you're still dreading going home, if your body tenses at the family visits, if your nervous system collapses, if you don't want to do holidays, this piece, Walk Home, is not just a poem, it's a truth, it's a witnessing. It's for the child who didn't know they were being emotionally abused. It's for the teenager who was called difficult, but was only defending their identity. It's for the adult who still feels as a kid the moment he goes back home. So as you listen, be gentle with yourself. Let this be a moment of validation, of remembering. And maybe, just maybe, it will be a place where you will start going back in your own home, in your home body. Let's begin. Walk home. There is a walk back home, a dreadful walk, one that starts when you close the door of your school or work and your feet touch the path toward home. Every time your heart drops down to your heels, your body feels heavy and your heart breaks. Every day, can you recall that walk? You are leaving a safe, welcoming, and predictable place to go somewhere that is unpredictable, filled with mood swings, criticism, judgmental stares, mocking, or a sense of disconnect. You don't want to go down that path from school or work to home. Everything in you drops, and that sinking feeling weighs you down as you walk the path toward home. All the excitement from your day, even the normalcy you enjoyed, gets stolen from you the moment you begin your journey home. A deep loneliness and sadness you can't explain washes over you. Every day on that path toward home, your legs are weighted and heavy. Your chest compresses. You still can't explain why. On that dreadful path toward home, your posture becomes slouched. On that dreadful path toward home, you are becoming old. On that dreadful path toward home, you are becoming someone you are not. on that dreadful path toward home. Your safety is stolen in every single step. On that dreadful path toward home, you become timid and scared. On that dreadful path toward home, there is a heartbreak you can't explain. On that dreadful path toward home, you feel punished and betrayed. Over and over again, every single day. On that dreadful path to your so-called home. I am Anna Mile. This is Exhale and Rising. Be with this. Reflect. See what's coming up. Hold that child. Hold it gently. And if you're an adult and you're dreading to go home, be gentle with yourself. Be gentle with yourself. As always, much care. Much care.